In Galatians chapter 2, verse 20, in the passage that is our text for the meeting, Paul said, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me, and the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. In another passage in James chapter 4, verse 7, James writes at the end of a very lengthy, very good passage, he says, submit yourselves therefore to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. I couldn't help but think a few minutes ago, as I watched one of our speakers tonight, I was thinking about a night about 34 years ago when a young preacher named Bob Loudermilk baptized me. I don't know if he remembers that or not. He looks exactly the same. I've changed a little bit. But in those 34 years, I'm starting to understand something. That's what these passages are about. This life's not about me. Some of you may have realized that a long time ago. It takes some of us longer to catch on. And the older I get, the more I understand. That's what the Bible's telling us in the New Testament. Our life is not about us. And that's a difficult subject for us to understand sometimes. It's certainly difficult in our society. Both of those passages from Galatians 2 and James 4, and quite a few others, talk about the focal point of Christianity, submission. Submission is a difficult thing to understand. It's a difficult thing to explain. Sometimes it's a difficult thing to follow. In essence, when you boil it down to its simplest terms, Christianity is about setting self aside and submitting to the will of God. It's always been that way. From Genesis on, God has wanted his people to set themselves aside and do what he asks. The definition of the word submit, as used in the Bible, means to yield to the will or the authority of another, to give up your own will in order to follow the will of a higher authority. Sounds simple. In theory, it is. But if you look around you in the world in which we live, and sometimes even the church, I think a failure to have a submissive heart is at the root of most of our spiritual problems. If you look at one of the key words of the definition, submission, that's yield, I think you'll understand. To yield is an important idea. Most of us understand in our world it's not a very popular idea today. If you drive a car today, you understand people don't like to yield. If you live in this society very long, you'll understand people don't like to yield. Sometimes we're no different. People today have no idea what the term submission in terms of yielding means. To put someone else's needs ahead of your own is simply an idea that's completely foreign to them. It brings disorder and chaos and confusion into the world and into our relationships. Ask yourself tonight, do you ever feel confused and that your life is in chaos as a Christian? Could it be simply because you're not submitting as you should? We serve a God of order, not a God of disorder. Scripture says that God is not the author of confusion. He wants all of our relationships, including the one with him, and all parts of our lives to be orderly. He wants us to enjoy those things to the fullest. He wants us to have a productive, happy life. And it begins with submission. All of us, whether we like it or realize it or not, live with some type of authority over us. Some more than others. We have parents, bosses, the government, police and law enforcement officers, teachers, church leaders, and I've seen a number of those here tonight. We all have some type of authority over us. Christians are commanded to submit to those authorities. At all levels of the Christian life, we're told there are authorities to observe. In Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1, the Bible says simply, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. We used to tell our children when they were small they had one job. That was to listen to us. In 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 13, the Bible talks to all Christians about those people sometimes we don't agree with, our elected leaders. Submit yourselves to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake, whether it be to the king as supreme. Finally, in the church, in Hebrews 13, verse 17, the writer says, obey them that have rule over you and submit yourselves, for they watch for your souls. Those who are leaders in the church deserve our respect and our submission. There are excuses that you'll hear when people don't want to submit. It's too hard. It's no fun to follow rules. The bottom line is, I think sometimes people just don't want to submit. They want to rule their own lives, and it's a human nature thing. Why is it so hard to submit? As I said, hopefully I'm getting a little smarter and maybe a little more mature as I get older. But I can tell you from my point of view, self is the problem. When it comes to submission problems in the church and in society and in the home and anywhere else, self is the problem. In Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2, Paul said, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. We're not supposed to be like them. We're supposed to be different. We make a choice as Christians, and that is to submit to the will of God. In Luke chapter 9, verse 23 and 24, remember Jesus said, a man cannot follow him except he first deny self. And if you look at many people in the world, and sometimes us in the church, that is so difficult to completely do, to deny self and take up a cross and follow him. In Philippians 2, verse 3 and 4, Paul said, let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than themselves. That's a lesson our mothers tried to teach us years ago. Sometimes we listened, sometimes we didn't. Put others first. Submit to being a Christian. So when we talk about these things, what does it look like? If I am a submissive Christian, if I go out into the world tomorrow or this evening or next week and try to live a submissive life, what does it look like? You know, one thing the world does not understand, this is not in the notes. My wife gets mad when I do this, but it's not in my notes. People think submission is something that weak people do. We're not strong enough to live on our own, so we submit to someone else. That is absolutely the opposite of what the truth is. To truly submit takes great strength of character. A wife who will submit to her husband spiritually is a strong woman. Children and young people who submit to the will of their parents while the rest of the world, as our speakers have said, mocks them, takes a great strength of character. It takes a strong person to truly submit. In our daily living, submission looks like this. In Ephesians 4, Paul talked about several things. I want to begin reading verse 22. He said that you put off concerning the former conversation, the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. That's where he said, let us not lie, speak the truth. Let's not have malice one toward another. Let him that stole steal no more. Submitting to the will of God, doing what's right, walking as we should. A Christian who is in submission knows that his speech is something he's supposed to be aware of. In James chapter 3, James tells us we, Christian people, must understand the power and the danger of our tongue. It's a powerful tool. It can do so much good and so much harm at the same time. We simply cannot talk like the world. I don't know if it amazes you, but it amazes me. Every year, our world gets more crass, more blunt, more rude, more obscene in their language. We can't go with them. If you talk as harshly as the world, if you say things in your daily life that you would never say if Jesus was standing beside you, you need to stop. There's no faster way to bring chaos and disorder to your life and to the lives of others than with your tongue. We can show submission in where we go and where we don't go. You know, for years, preachers have been telling us there are places Christians should not be. That hasn't changed. In 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 17, Paul said, wherefore come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. Young or old, there are places we don't need to be. We do not need to be in the places that would harm our influence or tempt us to sin. We know better. Those are not good places. We should submit to the will of God and live as a Christian and not go those places.